broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-host, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Thee.
Good evening, folks. 8:15.
Sports Talk Bubba.
Hey, we're back. We took a week off. Girls volleyball.
Yep.
We got a big win last week.
We did. We won the sectional title last week and fell a little short on Monday against a really good St. Henry team who you just said beat Coldwater tonight.
Yeah, been four. Ended up going four, and St. Henry won, or 3-1.
St. Henry
moves on to play the Freddy's?
Oh, is that right?
Somebody.
St. Henry got the momentum going late, didn't they? They was really good.
Yeah.
Like when we went,
they looked really
damn
good.
They were impressive. And they're really young. They only have two seniors.
Yeah. A couple seniors.
They'll be okay next year.
Yeah, that Chloe Gellis is really a good player.
She's a player,
Coldwater bows out, and I know Chuck and Kathy are big listeners, and you know, that they're a great team. You know what? Congrats to both those teams.
Great season.
Great season. And, Fee, let's talk a little bit about our season's come to an end here real quick on the football and the girls volleyball. Let's talk about girls volleyball first. Going in, we had a good nucleus returning, but by God, we turned out to be a pretty good team.
We did. Yep. Absolutely. We ended up, what was the final score record?
I think we're like 17-7.
Counting the last one, I think 17-7.
You know.
And the only teams we lost to are outstanding teams.
Yeah,
we did. And we battled. Floods. We battled very well against every one of them.
Yeah. Right. That's tough for them volleyballers. I mean, there's so many good, great volleyball teams in that MAC. You just have to be phenomenal. You got to be so dang good. And you got to get hot at the right time, which is what you're talking about saying.
Coldwater is awesome.
Oh.
And St. Henry just beat them. So
if you look at it, New Bremen's Coldwater and St. Henry could win state in three or four of them. And we were the next best team. I mean, we beat Marion. We beat Minster. We competed. Now, we didn't compete very good against those teams. They were better than we was. In fact, I would say we didn't win one game against any of those teams.
But we were in every one of those.
When
we played St. Henry in the regular season, we won the last
I think
third.
We did win a game.
Every set that we played them.
Yeah, we did.
They were ahead of us 15
to 5. Yeah, you gave that stat. And I said, that's the dumbest stat I ever heard of.
I was there.
Yeah, I know.
And it was 15-5.
But if you're ahead 22-4.
Well, okay, we were behind 15-5, outscored them 17-10. We lost by two, lost 25-23, but they got ahead, and our girls have been behind in a ton of sets, and they'll come roaring back and win. They waited too long, sets.
It's tough. Well, I think once you get over 20, you're in trouble.
What Rob Weaver always says, magic number.
The magic number is always 20.
Pudge says the same thing, 20. Yep. Is the magic number.
Yep.
Evidently, you said game four, Coldwater was ahead 23-21.
If I understood Pudge right, it was 21-23. Coldwater was ahead, and they ran off, and then St. Henry ran four straight in a row to win.
See you later, Cavaliers.
Yep. Wow. Tough way to go, but
it is. It's a tough one. And as far as Fort Recovery goes, we really had a good season. Travis should be proud of the effort we had. We have a really nice JV team.
Yeah.
They're going to throw to the Wolves because we lost a lot of good seniors.
We did. How many seniors was there?
I think there were seven seniors.
There's a bunch.
There's a bunch of them, and they were all good.
Yeah.
They're all good players.
Yeah. So we got them JV players got to be ready to step up.
Work hard,
When you play in the MAC, and next year is just going to be the same thing, a juggernaut.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy how good a volleyball it is in this conference.
It is. And one thing about Travis, and I assume it was probably Holly, but our schedule is brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think that's what Travis wants. I mean, rather than, take some sledge and slaughter them, I'd rather go out and play the Liberty Bentons or the tough teams.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that our program is established enough where we can, we can compete against the teams that Here comes some big old studs. I'll tell you that right
now. Yes, sir, boys.
So, our program is established enough where we compete against those, but
yeah,
we're just not at that level.
One more level. We got to make one more step up.
That's exactly right. And then you look at some other things. Our JV team, I think, was 18-4, maybe.
Yeah, very, very good.
Yeah, and they got a lot of freshmen down there. And we went to a couple of JV, and they got nice kids down there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, he's got a great nucleus going there. Yeah. You just got to keep it going.
Yeah, that's right. And then we got the senior football players coming in tonight. We're going to talk to those guys, talk a little bit about the season. And we're going to throw some questions at these guys as they're here. But we started out with a very tough Wayne Trace game, a game that, when you look back, and these guys, I'm sure, are going to talk a little bit about it. One bounce of that football, one tackle, one miss, you're in the playoffs.
Yep.
You know, because one more win, we'd have got it. We're in.
Yeah,
we'd get. You know, you look at Wayne Trace is in. I think they finished the season 5-5, maybe something like that. Urbana 8-2, 7-3.
Great.
Another team that
we could have won.
Absolutely. And these guys, we're going to pick their brains here in a little bit after we take a commercial break. But but a few breaks here and there, and these guys could have easily had a 4-6, 5-5 record.
And 8-2.
Yeah, you said that the other day. I thought, Spencey, you're drunk.
We had
absolutely. Okay. Spencey is hammered.
We got drilled by Marion and Coldwater. We were in every other game.
I'm not saying that.
So we could have been one bounce here and there. Every one of those games we could have won.
A lot of bouncing.
Yeah.
I mean, you're here's the difference. You are Mr. Optimist. You are.
Yep.
You bleed. This dude bleeds purple like nobody I've ever seen.
So I love the Indians, and you hate them. So
I know. I'm a realist.
That's what
if
I heard you say.
You ask any of these guys.
That's what I heard you
they're
say.
They're going to say 8-2. I remember Neil's about half drunk. 5-5. We could have been 5-5.
I agree
with that. 8-2. Now somebody took a big Duke on your shirt there. Should we interview him or not?
Yeah.
He's a Bengal fan.
That's okay.
Are we allowed?
I don't have any problem with the Bengals.
I think that mic automatically shuts off when a Bengal fan speaks into it.
I think it will,
or maybe the volume increases.
Ooh,
there you go.
We're going to take a break. Come right back with the Senior Football Players Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Wayne IGA has the very popular Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls in stock for those of us who want to be sure to get what we need for the holidays. This is the perfect time to be sure you have what you and your family are going to want. The turkey rolls should be available all season, but there could be some occasional shortages, and Wayne IGA will have them in stock whenever they're available. Again, Cooper Farms mixed turkey rolls are in stock. Be ready for the upcoming holidays and stop by Wayne IGA today.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
This is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second cook's choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime Monday through Friday here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Fort Recovery Local Schools will be hosting their annual Veterans Day and Senior Citizens Breakfast and Program on Friday, November 10th in the Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 9 a.m. and breakfast will be served by the Fort Recovery High School students to all of the guests beginning at 9:15. The program will begin at 9:45 and will include the presentation of colors by the Fort Recovery American Legion, performances by the Fort Recovery High School Band and the By Request Vocal Group, and will be highlighted by words from the guest speaker, retired Army veteran Dan White from American Hero Hunt, a group whose mission is to give back to our veterans by providing them with hunting, fishing, camping, and other outdoor activities. All veterans, senior citizens, and their spouses are welcome to attend. Please call the Fort Recovery Middle School office at 375-2815 by Friday, November 3rd to RSVP.
Sports Talk, Bubba and V.
Who is it?
Josh Turner.
Is it Josh Turner?
I don't know.
Is it Josh? Who sings that?
Josh Turner.
Yeah, I'm getting echo. Yeah, I'm getting echo.
Whoa. Not oh, now. Hey. Ho.
Not now.
He's still,
I'm still hearing it.
Oh, hey.
No, you don't.
There we go.
Yeah, you got to shut off.
Hey, we're back here. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely. Across the street, we got the first senior. Introduce yourself.
Troy Holman, son of Todd and Michelle Holman.
What about the beard? What you going to do? You going to be allowed to have that during basketball season?
Well, you guys see the full beard during football, right?
Yeah, it looked good.
So
yeah.
I shaved it down.
Yeah, it looked great, didn't it?
Football scruff. It looks tough. I had to have it.
Really? Is that what it was?
Yeah, exactly.
That helps.
So football I shaved it down just to a goatee now for about 2 weeks until basketball comes around. I'm sure Love Red will make me clean.
She gone.
Clean her a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, she gone. Let's talk a little bit about the season. You're a football dude. Yep. You're a football guy.
Absolutely.
And you know, coming into the season, and this kind of goes out to everybody. You know, when you start the season, you're probably not figuring on going 1-9.
Nope.
You know,
absolutely not.
But Neil talked about the games we could have won, and Neil talks about how. But one thing that every game I went to, every game that Fee did, every game that we did, our effort was outstanding. And
absolutely,
and you talked to Coach Niekamp after the game, and Coach Niekamp, Fee and Calpe interviewed him after the game, and he was emotional.
Yeah, he was,
and he wanted to get down to you guys because
when you
have a season like that, and I think it's. You know, but even though we're 1-9, we still grew as a group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm sure that when you guys were in junior high, and you guys have all been together, right? Is anybody whole time, right?
Yeah.
6 years of football.
Yeah.
Tough to say goodbye to these boys.
Yep, absolutely.
You as a quarterback and the leader, probably the captain, probably the. So, St. Henry, 28-28, 27-27. Here's what we're going to do. 28-27.
That's a no-doubter.
So, when you guys go, is that a we're coach?
Oh, yeah. No-doubter.
No-doubter.
We knew we were eliminated from the playoffs. We knew we had a chance to eliminate them. And we're not going to play for a tie. We're not planning to go into another overtime. You know, it's St. Henry. Senior year, we're going to go for the win. And I think everybody was on the same page. We were running the ball down their throats the whole game. So, why not? I think everybody knew just give the ball to the senior, and we're going to go hard. And if we lose that way, then it is what it is. But
yeah,
but that's how we're going to do it.
Tush push. Why didn't everybody grab you by the ass and pull you in there?
Seven. Let's go.
Huh? We should have did that. Okay, everybody, grab my butthole. We're going. We're going in, boys. If they stop it, they stop it. They can't stop the Eagles quarterback. So, talk a little bit about your game plan after school's out.
After school, I plan to go to a 4-year college, move away somewhere, and go into either business management or an education. I think if I go into an education, I hope to get like a principal's license later down the road and think about that. So
you make the worst principal ever.
You're
the biggest mischief maker we've ever had.
How about and the most important question is how is it being an uncle?
It's awesome.
Is that a good game?
Yeah, you don't got to worry about changing diapers or anything.
You ain't changing shitty diapers yet?
No, absolutely not.
No.
You got to play with them, though. That's what all matters.
But. That's all. Change, you got to step up.
Nope.
Huh?
Nope, absolutely.
You're out?
Nope, not.
How about grandpa's? He get right in there and...
Oh, he ain't changing no diapers.
He ain't doing it.
No. Nope. Andrew
kinda,
Roscoe.
I kind of stayed back myself.
Yeah, here you go, Roscoe. Here you go, Willie.
Willie, you got it.
So, girlfriend?
Yep. Callie Wendell.
How long you guys been dating?
Since sixth grade, just like with these guys.
Not what he said.
Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Did you get a little huggy bear kissy poo? Yeah. Or,
not yet. Uh-huh. Give them time.
Huh?
Give them time. Not, they're not doing that yet.
Nope.
Good boy. Good boy. Basketball?
Yep.
Football?
Yep.
Baseball? What's your favorite sport?
Yep. The football. Absolutely.
Football. Football.
Yep.
You're supposed to say basketball now.
Then you can't lie.
Everyone I'm in. Yeah,
there's nothing like it, football.
Yep, exactly.
There's nothing like it. And
I tell you what, I seen you guys down there, and Bobby had said something a little bit about it, but, you know, when the game was over, I seen you all going through the line with the coaches and stuff, and as a coach for me, when I was in baseball, that was always a tough day. You know, that last game just stinks, but it shows how great of guys you are by going over there and doing that for your coaches too, and they've worked their asses off too.
Yep.
And I'm proud of you. I'm proud of every one of you. I thought, you know, I just enjoyed the hell out of doing the games this year.
Yep.
Well, you did purple proud.
Yep.
Absolutely.
We'll see you on the hardwood.
Hey, I got one more thing.
Yeah, let's go.
Troy Boy was probably our all-time favorite call-in guy. He used to call in when you were about fourth grade, I think. He'd get in his bedroom, call in at night. Troy, what's going on? I'd hear your mom in the background, go to bed! Never forget that. Yep. I'll never forget
that. He was our first caller. Yeah.
He was our main caller.
Mom was always pissed at him.
Oh, yeah. Get out of there.
Yeah, yeah. You're a good dude, buddy.
Yep,
we wish you nothing but the best.
Yep. Yep.
Go Browns.
Absolutely.
Go Browns, buddy.
Absolutely.
All right, next up, Googs.
Might as well go down the line.
All right.
Googs jumping in.
Googsy?
Hi, I'm Reese Guggenbiller, son of Aaron and Beth Guggenbiller.
You've been a football player for your whole career?
Yes, sir.
Yep. And the dude can catch football.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he can.
Kind of snuck in there on the running game there a little bit. Yeah, too. I like that.
My dad liked that a little bit.
Dad was happy with that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your game plan with beard? What's you thinking here? You got like spout. Yeah, you got a little Amish going.
I had the whole thing, and then you can see it doesn't really.
Yeah, you got a couple spots there.
Yeah, right here. So it's a work in progress.
So basketball season, is she going?
Oh, yeah, she's going.
She's going.
Yeah. So, your favorite sport is?
Football, without a doubt.
No doubt.
Football. No doubt.
Yeah.
But you're good at a bunch of other ones.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
That's right. Talk a little bit about your senior season and what it meant playing with these guys.
It meant the world for me, honestly, because, like, playing with them since middle school and all that, like, I got a connection with them. And then whenever we got Riggs back, too, that was nice having him out there. I mean, Greasy's a good guy, but, I mean, I like Riggs. It was nice. But, yeah, it was fun having senior season with all these guys.
Yeah. You know, before the season started, there was a few of the seniors that didn't go out. Right. And how does that, do you guys talk to them and say, God dang it, we got one more year, you know? They just said, we're out?
Yeah, we talked to them guys multiple times, but I don't think they had what we have in us.
Right.
They didn't see what we saw. And I think that if they were going to bring the team down, then I don't know if it was really worth it, but
right,
it would have been nice.
So you're calling them wusses.
Well, pretty much, yeah.
You know, that's a tough situation because, you know, you as a kid, you know, and I played basketball my freshman year, and then I quit, and then I played baseball, and I said, piss, you know. And I can see, I was seeing both sides of it. Now, I wasn't worth a shit, you know, but I loved the aspect of hanging out with my buds, you know, and that's why I think... I don't understand why people would play it the whole time and then not
hang
it up last year.
Yeah, didn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. What's your game plan after school?
I plan on going to a 4-year college somewhere. I'll probably get a degree in business.
Okay.
Or something related to that. But move away.
Are you but you'll raise your family here in Fort Recovery when you get older?
Oh, probably, yeah.
That a boy.
That's what we like to hear. Yeah,
that's what we like to hear.
Yes, sir.
You are a class act, kid. We'll see you on the hardwood floor.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate
that's Reese Guggenbiller, one of the Fort Recovery wide receivers. Had a hell of a season.
Great season.
Come on up here, buddy. Oh, man. How are we going to do this, V? Should I let you do the interview with this one?
I can take the sweatshirt off.
I don't know.
We're going to handle it.
Although he's wearing it pretty proud and he's kind of sticking his chest out.
Yeah. He's struggling right now, but we'll pick it up and we'll be fine.
Hey, I tell you what, man.
Our division's a bear.
I know.
It's unbelievable how good the
North is. Really good.
It is. They're really good.
Never doubt Joe Burrow. We'll be all right.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Joey Trump.
Hey, introduce yourself.
I'm Alex Evers, the son of Tracy Evers, Westerdus, Joe Westerdus, and the late Mike Evers.
And the late Mike Evers. What a beautiful man he was.
Great guy. Absolutely
yeah,
great.
We all had a great... Well, he played softball. He was just...
He was awesome.
Yeah.
He was one of the nicest guys ever.
He would not say shit if he had a mouthful.
Right.
Yeah. He's awesome. So let's talk a bit about your season. You had a good season.
Yep.
You know, you know...
Sacks allowed.
Huh?
Out there.
How many?
Zero sacks allowed. He reminds me every day at school.
Zero sacks.
You guys don't realize it, but...
Huh?
You took care of the big guy.
Yep.
He gets you a steak dinner or something?
We're supposed to have
McDonald's
offensive lineman meal at his house.
There we go.
We will.
There we go. Attaboy.
Offensive lineman meal and the announcers.
Okay.
It depends what it is and who's cooking it. You cooking?
Could be chicken nuggets and mac and cheese.
I'm in on that.
Hey,
you cannot beat that. So, talk a little bit about your 4 years as playing football with your buds.
I mean, it's just meant the world to me. Growing up with these guys, you guys are my best friends, you know. And we just get to go out, even though we had a losing record this year, just go out and make memories with them. It's everything.
Yeah, it is. And you know, when you're one of those dudes that get it, you know. You first of all, congratulations on the band.
Yep.
You know, and that stuff, you know, you're a busy dude. You know, and I know, like, the band con, I heard you guys get back, was it 1 a.m?
The past 2 weeks have been about 1 o'clock each time, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you're up practicing with the band at 7 a.m.?
Yep.
And then you're football until 6 at night?
Yep.
Busy. And then your grades are probably C's and D's?
Yeah. Straight A's. I did have an A-, but...
What?
Whoa!
Turn that mic off!
Oh, no.
I've never been so embarrassed in my life.
Girlfriend?
No.
Come on.
Women are scary.
They are scary, but well, there ain't no doubt about that. Uh-oh, well, these boys are chuckling wide open back here. Yeah. What's your game plan after school?
Go to college and get a 4-year degree in some ag business, probably.
Really? Yeah. Good for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of continue what Mike did?
Yeah. I work on a farm right now.
Yeah.
Farm that he started.
Awesome.
With his brothers. And
yeah. That's good. You're awesome. Thanks for stopping up, my friend. We wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you.
Neil, you want to take a break?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's take a break. Come right back. We got more seniors on Senior Night on 4K Radio, presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, any time. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
It's all fun and games until someone bangs into a tree or a dock. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobin with 4 Recovery Insurance. Sport utility vehicles, motorcycles, boats, and jet skis are loads of fun, and fun is all that is on your mind when you purchase one. But we both know that accidents can happen. Go ahead, get out there, have fun, but with the confidence that I've got your back. I'm Gavin Tobin at 4RecoveryInsurance.com.
I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
They did the the Monster Man.
Halloween festivities in Fort Recovery will be held on Sunday, October 29th. The traditional Halloween parade will start at the High School Commons at 3 o'clock, and it will end at Van Treese Park, where the costume judging will start around 3:30. There will be prizes awarded in several categories of costumes. Then it's trick-or-treat time from 4 to 6. Residents, please turn on your porch light if you want the trick-or-treaters to stop. And trick-or-treaters, please only stop at the houses with their porch lights on. Sunday, October 29th, Halloween fun in Fort Recovery. Parade starting at the High School Commons at 3 o'clock. Costume judging at Van Treese Park at 3:30. Trick or treat from 4 to 6.
They did the Monster Man.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Hang on here.
Sorry, I turned that off so it wouldn't echo. You're on.
You're still echoing.
Now we're echoing. Now we're not.
Hey, now we're going. We're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. We've talked to Troy. We've talked to Reese. We talked to Alex. This game will, this show will be in the archive. So
yeah.
So make sure you. I'm sure some parents are listening and want to listen to your sons and talk a little bit. Our next senior,
who we got?
I'm Owen Knapke, son of Jim and Carol Knapke.
Owen Knapke. So my grandsons, Jake's kids. Yep.
Is Owen going to score a touchdown?
I know he's a lineman.
He can run the ball.
He can't run the ball. He's a lineman.
He can pick up a fumble.
Yeah. Then during the Parkway game, we're sitting right, like Parkway, you sit down right.
Yeah.
Grandpa, can I go say hi to Owen? No. Let him play.
Leave him alone.
Jesus, ever bug you like that? Just throw your helmet at him. Seriously. Don't go. So let's talk a little bit about yourself here, Owen. You, what's your game plan after school?
So I want to go be a mechanical engineer. I don't know where I want to go to college yet, though.
Yeah, a what?
Mechanical engineer.
That's what you do, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah.
Something like
right
that.
At that.
Something like that.
Mechanical engineer.
Yep.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, nah, piece of cake.
Yeah, not totally.
Not really.
No. Talk a little bit about your season.
So last year, as you guys know, I played tight end, and then this year I switched over to right tackle.
Yep.
Which that was a big change, but I was willing to adjust and adapt to that. And then, I don't know, this season has been a lot of fun. Really enjoyed playing middle linebacker and hitting kids.
That's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, you have a great lid.
Thanks.
Huh? You got a perfect
lid. Yeah.
Still working bowl now?
Yeah.
How's that going?
Oh, great.
You like it?
Yeah.
How long you been out there?
About 5 years now.
Yeah, you've been there. You started when you was 9.
Seems like
your whole family has worked there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a great place to work and good dudes and
good fun dudes. And, yeah.
So as football winds up and pretty emotional Friday night.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It was real tough after that last play.
Yeah, absolutely. You did you, by any chance, so when it says we're going with it, do you say, bring it my way?
Oh, it doesn't matter which way it's going. I believe in our whole line. Like,
yeah.
I just knew we need to run the ball, and we're going for it.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to go for it, and unfortunately got a little short of it, but you know what? It was a hell of an effort.
Well, and, good
yeah. So what's your subject? What's your favorite subject in school?
I go to TriStar.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, I'm in the engineering program there. I really enjoy
that.
Yeah.
So what time you got to be there?
11:45. So
11:45 to when?
Till 2:15.
So you do classes here, and then you go there.
Drive
over there every day.
Anybody do it? How many Fort Recovery guys do that?
Oh, there's a decent bit. I'd say about.
Oh, you guys 30. Do TriStar? Really?
Yeah. So about 20. People, 20 seniors that do it.
Yeah.
So.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that is. That's really good.
Yeah.
Girlfriend?
No.
Lying?
No, I'm not.
Googsy? Is he lying or not?
He ain't lying.
No. He ain't lying? No game? He ain't got no game or what?
No game. Come on.
Huh?
It's complicated.
It's complicated.
He makes pizzas every Friday and Saturday, and I ain't got time to go on a date.
Yeah, there's a lot of good-looking girls back here. You ain't kidding me. Yeah. No, he's stupid.
One pepperoni, one kissy-kissy.
A little sauce, a little peppy pizza sauce. Yeah, that's right. Well, we've enjoyed, like hell, watching you play football, buddy.
Absolutely, buddy.
You know? You did good.
Thank you. Yeah.
And great at kicking.
Great kicking.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for coming up, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Next up. Connor.
Now, what you need to do is explain to these boys how to pronounce your last name.
Yeah, we ain't very smart.
They get it wrong all the time.
All right, I'm Connor Kaikala, and I'm the son of Ashley Schlechty. It's Kaikala.
Kaikala. What's he always say?
They get extra Kuna K's. Liking, they get extra K's or L's.
It is unbelievable.
Connor, boy.
That's what I did. Jaggle my scream. I'm happy. Yeah. Yeah.
So talk a little bit about your season.
So this season, nothing really changed from last season. Like, I didn't switch positions, and it didn't turn out the way I wanted it to, but I still had a great time with all my teammates and tore up the field.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. You got a girlfriend?
No.
Complicated?
Complicated.
Complicated.
That's what they always say. It's complicated.
It's complicated.
Complicated. It's complicated. How's your, what's your game plan after school?
I plan on going to an undecided college and studying graphic design.
Attaboy.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you're also related to some other crazy people here in town, aren't you? Some maybe Molly Bechtel and some of that band of yahoos.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It don't get no better than that.
They're
no,
awesome. They're...
Yeah. No, it does not get any better.
That is
so talk a little bit about awesome. Your favorite game this year. Do you have a favorite game, favorite play, anything stuck out?
Parkway, the whole game was, like, insane for me because it was one of my best games I've had all year, and then probably one drive where I got back-to-back sacks was
that's big.
Gotta be,
there can't be a better feeling.
It's
when
gotta
you come
be
around that end and you know that quarterback has no idea I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill this guy.
I'm gonna hit him hard,
or he knows I'm coming and he's running and I'm gonna catch him.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go the opposite. Anyone when you just got the crap knocked out of you, you're like, oh my god.
Marion, I know I went to kick out a linebacker. Felt like I hit a wall. I was like, damn.
Nor do they want in there, brick wall.
Yeah.
Somebody want to help me out here.
Yeah, that would. Yeah. Well, you had a hell of a season.
Yeah.
You know, you had a lot of tackles, and your name was called a lot. And,
yep.
And sometimes we pronounced it correctly.
Only when Neil would do it. Because he'd always get mad at us.
Yeah.
He would, you know. Jesus.
It's not that hard.
It ain't really, is it?
Kaikala.
Kaikala. It ain't that hard, is it?
Yeah, it's not.
You should have had it.
But it don't sound, like, write it down. It don't say look that Kaikala.
Way. Yes, it does.
No, it don't.
I think it does.
Kaikala.
Yep.
It's just that easy.
We're pretty stupid. We are really stupid.
Well, if it was German and a whole bunch of extra letters, they'd have got that right off the bat.
Absolutely. Yeah,
look at Anna, baby.
So if you just change your name to some German name instead of some easy name, they'd get her in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for donating your time on Fort Curry football,
buddy.
And you did just proud.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know,
we enjoyed watching you, buddy.
Yep. Wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yep.
So that is Connor Cut. Go ahead, Neil.
Kaikala.
Connor Kaikala. Now we got
I always do it fast. That way, I don't know if I messed up or not. Kaikala. What do you say?
Kaikala.
You said it right.
Yep.
Kaikala.
Yep.
Do you know that? Ram truck.
It's just a free shirt.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, brother.
Hey, I'll take one of them.
Our next senior.
I am Abraham Seifring. I am son of Chris and Teresa Seifring.
You know what? You had a good season.
At the start, yeah. My playing time kind of tapered off once we got Riggs healthy and Greasy came back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you had a lot of catches, and you did good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
I bet. You like it?
Yeah, I love football.
Do you? So parents?
He already said.
I didn't hear him.
Oh.
Christopher and Teresa Seifring.
Okay, Chris and Teresa. All right, there we go. Mm-hmm. I was a little out of sorts there. I was trying to hear one thing and got my phone text going off.
Yeah.
So you, 4-year player?
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about your favorite game.
My favorite game would actually be the first game I ever started, which would be Wayne Trace. Everyone on the sideline knew that, you know, it was my first game I ever started. So every time I made a play or...
Everybody go crazy.
Yeah, everyone would go crazy.
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely love it. That's great. What's your game plan after school?
I attend TriStar for welding. So this summer I had a job at J&M and I liked it there quite a bit. So
good.
Probably go back to J&M and
Can't beat that, can you?
No, and then if time allows, probably travel world for a little while.
Oh boy.
There you go. And go where the wind takes me from there.
Atta boy.
I like this kid.
That's awesome.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Wherever the good Lord sends me, boy.
That's how you're supposed to do life.
That's exactly
that's
right.
To do it.
Abe, wish you luck, man. You got a girlfriend?
No.
Abe.
Complicated.
girls are stupid.
Me and girls just repel like oil and water.
Is that right? Yeah. I'm
that happens once.
That is
it. Well, at least you realized it now.
Yeah. That a boy. You're awesome. Hey, you did good, my friend. Thanks for stopping up.
Thank you.
All right. That's Abe Seifring. Next up. How's it going, buddy?
It's going good.
Good. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Drew Langkamp, and my parents are Ray and Jackie Langkamp.
Ray and Jackie. So you a four-year football player?
Yes, I am.
Four-year football. Can you believe it's over?
Not really.
That is crazy.
Fast.
It is unbelievable how fast
that's amazing.
It goes.
Mm. It is amazing.
Did you have fun this year?
I did.
Did you?
Had a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what's about, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, wins and losses, you know, we wish we had more, but you know what? In the end, it is what it is.
Yep, it was a really fun season.
How about your love life? How's that going?
I got a girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
We got it complicated.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah. Hey, guys, listen to how he does it.
That's how you do it.
Yeah. And her name?
Paige Guggenmiller.
Paige? No. The volleyball player?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God. Does she know what she's getting herself into or not? Well, good for you. So after the volleyball game there tonight, was she in a rage?
She was a little sad.
Yeah, that sucked.
It does suck.
She had a good season, though.
She did have a good season.
Yeah, absolutely. A good season. What's your game plan after school?
I'm going to go straight into work first. I've been working at Solvers Concrete the last couple of summers. Really liked it there.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about putting a little audition on you. If you're available this summer, get you lined up on the side
there
cash. What do you think? Yeah. Sell horse don't care.
He'll work till dark. He can do it after dark.
Get
Cooper's lights out there.
Only 70 hours a week, probably. But yeah, that's right.
Summertime.
Yeah. What's your what's your favorite subject in school? What do you like the best? None of it. School sucks.
None of it.
Yeah.
Get me out of here as fast as you can.
I hated school too. Can I say that?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, does anybody ever say it? I absolutely hate going to school.
Although, senior year's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. You have a lot of fun your senior
year. It ain't bad.
You got early dismissal or later on? What you got?
I ain't got either. I just go to school.
What?
Don't look at me like that.
Do you TriStar?
No, I don't.
Oh.
Why don't you go late arrival?
I should. It just didn't really work in my schedule, I guess.
Oh, for the love of God. If you got a chance to come in an hour, sleep an extra hour,
sleep
bud.
Extra hour, absolutely.
I'm thinking about getting changed around for the second semester.
Do it.
There you go. There you go.
Or at least dismissal, either one.
Yeah.
You can do it. What's your grade point average?
Like a 3.7 something.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. Get out of there.
See ya.
I'll go.
Want me to talk to Tony? Send him Tony's thought. This kid needs out early or he's getting in there late. Don't matter.
One or the other.
Yeah. Favorite football memory?
Just actually my touchdowns on JV. I played wide receiver some last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got two touchdowns.
There you go.
Did you have a touchdown dance?
I had no touchdown dance.
No, nothing. Who has the best touchdown dance? Anybody got one?
I didn't score any touchdowns.
But if you'd had it, it'd danced your ass off.
Yeah,
I'm
the best dance.
Oh, no doubt. Hey, big fella, we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming up.
Yep.
Enjoy. You guys got religion tonight?
We did.
It's over? Good job.
And they cut out early.
Oh, God, we're going to hell.
Bob, they got early dismissal from religion.
Yes. That a boy.
Talked with Greg a little bit. We got an early dismissal for him.
There we go.
All right, so the next senior, so I'm at the Dairy Queen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I got my grandkids, and there's all your mom, dad's got all the kids over there. And I said, is there any chance Rick's come back? And he goes, he wants to, but we're kind of leaning towards resting him up for baseball.
Baseball.
He had an unbelievable catching season, you know. And then Jimmy says, but you know how hard that's going to be trying to keep him off the football field. And I'll be damned, what, last two games, three games.
He's back.
It was good to come back.
Tell you what, that put a smile on my face when you came out there. That was awesome. Yeah. That was awesome to see.
And you know what? I mean, you look back and you think, but if he's here all year, made a hell of a difference.
Big difference.
You know?
Yeah.
Really? I mean, yep.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not saying you're the greatest football player in the world.
Pretty close.
But he'd knock somebody's head off.
Best in town, probably.
I mean, yeah. Best. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Favorite sport? Favorite sport?
Favorite sport? Probably baseball, just because I grew up with it. My dad loves it. I went to all the camps when I was younger.
And you're damn good at it.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a catcher.
He's a hell of a catcher.
He would be so much better if Troy could throw a strike. Coming into the game, Troy Homan. Ball one, ball two, ball three. Troy, throw it lower. Hit the mat, Troy. Jesus, Troy.
Hit the brown thing, Troy.
Hit that. You ever tell him that?
Oh, all the time.
Do you?
Those mound meetings are not fun.
Shut up, get back behind there.
Your freshman year, they made you a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't a catcher before that, were you?
I was a little bit. I played, it was between me and Gavin Fowler most of all in middle school. Mm-hmm. And then when we split teams, like in middle school, if Gavin was on the team, I was catching. But it definitely was not my favorite position.
Yeah.
I tell you what.
And you were really good at it your freshman year.
That was a big call for us to get you to play. I mean, that was, and you were tremendous. You did a great job. I mean, there's a lot of stuff you got to know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of running the show back there.
A little bit.
And that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You weren't scared to say, hey, I'm a freshman. I don't care. I want to play.
Yeah.
So I got Leverett here. So I text him, say, you're in or out?
Don't text him, say, I'm in.
In or out?
He'll get his hopes up.
You tore your meniscus when?
We had three camp days, and then we had a 7-on-7. It was about second match we had or whatever.
Yeah.
I was running a slant and just...
You knew it?
Just snapped. And I was like, didn't feel right.
So you didn't get hit or nothing? It was just
I was just running a route, and I planted and twisted, and I just felt something that was not right.
Did you,
I was hoping it was just like a strain or something, but deep down I knew this is not good.
I think that's something. Mm. But you battled back. How was rehab? Suck?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Terrible.
It's terrible. You're out of shape, and you're running, and you're doing all this kind of stuff, and it hurts, and you just not want to be there.
Yeah.
How's your love life?
It's going okay.
What's that mean?
I got a girlfriend.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Who is it?
Allison Kanapke.
Allison Kanapke from Fort Covery?
Mm-hmm.
She cutie?
I think so.
Not too bad. How long you been dating?
4 months.
Oh, that's new.
Yeah.
All right. That a boy. You throw your game face. She liked goat? Is that what got her?
Yep.
Yeah.
And that's why you're not playing basketball? Because you don't want to shave?
Yeah. Yep, that's what it is.
Oh, man. I can't believe it.
It's a chick magnet, tell you what.
Really? Troy's ain't. Not good at all. I don't know what the hell he's thinking. How's school going?
Good.
What's your game plan?
I'm going TriStar for machining right now. And I'm hoping to get a job, and hopefully they'll pay for my college for 2 years.
There you go. Yeah.
And then travel. Hopefully I can travel, install with some business. I applied a couple during basketball season.
Whoa.
I can't jump the gun on that.
Yeah, okay.
So you got any particular place you'd like to be employed? There's a local place where I know some guy works there that might get you an in. I think your dad might work at one of these places.
Yeah, I did work at J&M this summer, and it's a lot of old people work. You just kind of sit there and kind of run machines all day, but I didn't mind it. I mean, it's a summer job. It's what you can get, but I did. There's a couple. I got JR.
Old paperwork. I wouldn't last 15 minutes at J&M. I'd be sweating I'd be like, get me out of here. I'm dirty. It's an old guy job. We wouldn't make it a half a day.
I'd get in the door and think, nope, this ain't
But I applied to JR, then I applied to Machine Concepts in Minster.
Yeah.
And if you stay out long enough, you do a lot of traveling stuff. So I would like to do
that.
That'd
be kind of fun.
That's great.
Yeah.
Do while you're young. That's what I've been told.
There you go, buddy.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly right. You So like Uncle Joe, that really sucks. And all you guys, you know, Joe Burns as a teacher, and man, that dude was awesome.
Yeah, I loved him.
Yeah. It is awesome. God dang it, hate that. But you know what? Our school rallied, and he's a better place.
Yeah.
Well, we got
better place.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
He affected a lot of us. Mm-hmm. Especially all you morons up here, you know. Riggs, you're awesome.
Thank you.
Wish you the
Thank
best,
you.
My friend.
Thank you. Guys.
Next up,
baseball field.
I think we've done them all.
We got them all.
Yeah,
we're done.
Yep. Save the best for last.
Yeah. You know, what we could do, we could send these guys out. Next person drives by, we could
just bring them,
whoever that might be.
So, you know, and you know, we have these seniors up here every year, you know, and one of our favorite shows is when we bring you guys in and the girls. And it's because we see you guys on the football field, we see you guys on the basketball court, we see you guys on a baseball diamond. But when we get to talk to you a little bit, like one-on-one, we see what great dudes you are, you know? And then when we go, like when Neil and Fee, myself, when we watch you guys and we know how damn good a kid you are, it makes us root more for you. You know what I'm saying? It makes us think, you know, these are wonderful dudes, and they wear purple and they make us proud. And you guys did really good. I don't give a shit. We won one game. I don't give a shit. We won eight games.
That's right.
You're good dudes, and you did purple proud, and always remember that. And anytime when you guys go to college or on Wednesday nights or Thanksgiving, when you're these mics are always over, come in and tell us how you're doing.
Keep your shit with us.
Mike, we're always on here, okay?
Absolutely. Yep.
We wish you nothing but the best, okay?
Good job.
We're gonna come right back. Fee Sports Talk presented by
Wayne IGA.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
Do you have a party coming up and you're looking for something fun to do? Call Miracle Lanes now at 375-4274. Whether it's a kid's party, an anniversary, a company party, mom's birthday, or just because, call Miracle Lanes and reserve your lanes for your party. They have special pricing for parties and great food for your guests. Whether it's a large group or just a few of you getting together, call Miracle Lanes now and reserve your spot on their calendar. And they're taking reservations now for holiday parties. Make Miracle Lanes your party headquarters. Call them at 375-4274 and let them do all the work.
Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
The Friends of the Library will be having a used book sale at the library the week of October 23rd through 28th. Here's your chance to get some great bargains on a nice selection of used books, audiobooks, and DVDs. Proceeds from the sale will be used to purchase materials and equipment for the library. If you have books that you no longer need and would like to share them with the community, donations are now being accepted from the public. They're accepting books, audiobooks, and DVDs, and they must be clean and in good condition. And please, no encyclopedias, magazines, textbooks, or VCR tapes. Head up to your library to find some treasures Monday, October 23rd through Saturday, October 28th during normal library hours.
Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
Bubba and Fee. Tonight on Inside, they had the Greg LaFever and D. Greasup. Is that right?
Yes.
And then next week, they have three of them on. It's going to run long, so we are not going to have sports talk next week.
Okay.
Which is, you know, what we want to do is talk a little bit about our cross-country team, who, congratulations to the girls' team, who advanced as a team, finished third or second?
Second,
I believe. Yeah, I believe they were second, yeah.
Yeah. Calpe stops over Sunday, and he says, Joel finished, like, 12th.
Really?
Yeah. Best she's ever ran.
I was going to say, that's awesome.
And she asked Dad, she said, Dad, guess how many people from Minster I beat?
How many?
None.
Yeah.
She finished 12.
12. Can't beat any of them.
Yeah. Think about that.
And they got a little Marion football freak show.
Yeah, well, it's worse than that.
I think that
that's been happening.
Brunswick, and I can't think of her name, finished fourth behind three Minster girls.
And that's some.
Yeah. Congrats to the girls. To the girls' cross country team as they go to the regionals at Tiffin on Saturday.
Yep.
And then Trevor Heikamp, of course. Trevor had a. So, from what I understood, here's what happened. Trevor is leading the MAC meet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Tripped at the end and fell, and then Kevin Brayman beat him.
Yep.
Trevor was able to get up and cross the finish line in second.
Got second, yeah.
And then was injured. Right? And so on this race Saturday, he kind of took his time and got second.
Still got second. Yeah.
He ran an easy race.
Took his time and got second.
Just wanted to make sure that he got second. Yeah. So that kid's a freak.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
So good luck to Trevor on Saturday, too. And I got a feeling that there's going to be some kids going to state next Saturday.
Yeah. I got a feeling.
And he's kind of like. Evers, he's in the band.
Oh yeah,
he's tremendous in the band.
Yeah,
you know, you got something for me to do? Yep. Well, okay, I'll be great at it.
Yeah, some of them guys.
You know, it's unreal on people like that.
It really is.
Whatever it is, they just step up and they do it.
Yep.
Yeah, and we want to thank those seniors who came in, and we talked a little bit at the time fee, and as a coach, you know, and you get emotionally involved with those little shits.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And
you tell that Brent, you know, after the game. I mean, he loves those kids.
Yeah.
I'll give Brent that. He really does. I mean, and he was up there, and it's hard to talk about it, you know, when we knew he wanted to get back down there to his team, and he did. And
we have a lot of you know, you talk about our football program, and you know, we had 30 some kids this year, and we got to get that number up, and we got some big junior high kids coming up.
Yeah,
you know, we lost 10 seniors there, whatever many there was, 9 or 10.
Yeah,
but we got to get our numbers up, and we got to get competitive.
We can't be,
and you're not saying something Brent don't realize, you know, or the staff, but we can't be the only team in the MAC not make the playoffs, you know, and we were this year.
And we were, yeah.
And we got to get better. We got to get better. And, you know, I don't know.
When you come out of the gate early, but you got to execute. Those couple off games mean so much.
Unbelievable.
I mean, this year, I don't, they ended up 8-2 or 7-3, you said, Urbana.
Yeah.
We were the better team.
Yeah.
I mean, we had the ball. We just kept hiking the ball. I think Owen, he couldn't get a hold of the damn grip, damn thing, and it was bad bounces. And, you know, all of a sudden, if we get a couple good bounces, we beat them. And we're in the playoffs. That's a gimme.
Yeah.
You're a gimme.
You don't have to win any more games.
No, you're in.
That's what it was last year. We did win the third game, but we as soon as we... Well, I think by the time we beat Urbana, we were already in the playoffs because they're three divisions higher than us, or maybe four. I don't know what it is, but you know, and you know, as long as they did a little bit, and they ended up either 7 or 8 wins, and so now they only had to win 1 or 2 or 3 for us to get enough points to get there.
Hey, shout out to Don Shoemaker listening. Don says Perry Hall had a full beard.
Yep. Perry.
Perry was senior. No,
he probably did. And he had a Speedo on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Remember that guy. Across the front of that fan.
That was so awesome.
That was awesome.
I love Perry Hall. Absolutely love him.
That is a classic.
Yeah, that's right.
That was Tom Hall that had the
beard. Oh, Tom Hall. Yeah, that's right.
I was thinking that.
He was saying,
Yeah.
Absolutely. Full beard. He did, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Anything else you got, Fee? Buckeyes play at Wisconsin. I'm sure your niece is going to be there.
They're going to be there. They got season tickets
to
the Badgers.
Yeah, Buckeyes and Badgers. Always a scary game up there.
Yeah.
But.
Yep. So, I think I told you this before, and you probably met him, but Andy, which is Renee's husband, his brother was Bucky the Badger.
Bucky the Badger, really?
Yeah, he was on there. The year he was in college, his senior year, he was Bucky the Badger.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
I think a kid from Parkway was Brutus.
Wasn't he? You're exactly right.
I think he was Brutus the Badger.
That'd be kind of neat.
Yep. Yeah, it would be. That'd be a neat gig.
Yeah.
And then Major League Baseball playoffs, talk a little bit about that. That was unbelievable. The American League, the home team, lost every game.
Yep. That can't happen.
It doesn't
even. Can't happen.
And then Philadelphia beats Arizona 200-6 the first two games. And loses the series.
And then they couldn't score. Couldn't get a hit.
The Reds could be in the World Series.
I know.
Yeah.
We were right. We're close.
You damn right we were close.
Close.
We missed Arizona. If we win our last two games, we're in and Arizona's out.
Yeah. And Arizona's going to the World Series.
We got and one game we had 9-0.
Yeah.
Lost.
Ooh. Killer.
That is unbelievable when you think about how little it is. It really is.
Should have had a rain out. Yep.
Should have had a rain out. Absolutely. We want to thank those seniors for coming up. And they're awesome guys. We're going to try to get the girls volleyball team up here in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But next week we have the school board members are coming in, so it's going to run long on Insight. So we're going to take a break next week. We want to thank Spency behind the board tonight. Good job, Nielsby.
Yep.
Too many echoes. Chuck would never have let that happen.
Well, and he could fix it if I had told him that we had our computer croak a couple of weeks ago, and we didn't get it all set back up to be synced in. So,
and we're gonna have a big announcement coming up, and I don't wanna spoil it for Jack let's just say that. The gala this year on the 20th on Wednesday night, the 20th.
Yep.
We just had this week, we got a commitment from Ryan Guggenbiller, who said that part of the proceeds
for his
Fortsight Fuel.
Yep.
October and November.
I think about that, 2 months. God loved him. And I think last year he gave us a really nice amount of money.
Yeah. Yes.
And now we have something going on. Wendelin 2.0
which did not burn down. They're planning to be open tomorrow.
Yes,
back at it tomorrow.
And before our show, us clowns are going to be waiters.
Waiters.
And we
that's
are gonna,
in quotes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the proceeds from that night, some of the proceeds are going to go to the Fort Recovery Gala. And what a neat thing. And that'll be a lot of fun.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Us idiots out there. Fun. And we will spill food on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. And hopefully.
No, you might want to bring nibs.
Well, and certain people, it would be on purpose.
Yes. Absolutely. Yeah. We'll make sure they order coffee. Yep.
Or spaghetti.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Spaghetti's good.
But that'll be a lot of fun. And,
here you go, Randy Diller. Here's our plate of spaghetti. Sorry, it's in your lap.
And Jack sent an email out talking a little bit about so far. And Jack will be here next week or the week after, and we'll talk a little bit about it. But we've been able in the 5 years, it's 5-6 years, how many years is it?
I think this will be year 7, maybe.
7, yeah, so 6 years. I think we've gave away close to $500,000.
I think it's over. If it's not, it's right there. And
we've helped out like 290 different people that we've.
Yeah.
And you guys have done it. We ain't did
shit. Yeah, yeah.
But you people do.
We do stupid stuff. You give us money, and we give it to people that need it.
That's right.
And that's kind of how it is.
Yeah.
And it's just you know, people say, and it is a pretty neat thing, and we let people with real talent come in and sing, and then we do our stupid 12 Days of Christmas, which is really dumb. And, you know, it is kind of silly, but people appreciate it, and they know that you guys are going to do really good things with that money, and that is just awesome.
And with that being said, if you guys know of anybody who has
with any of us,
is having some bad luck down on life, has some stuff going on, send an email to Fort Recovery Radio.
Yep.
Because I know a lot of them Neil gets, and he'll forward them to Jack and our
we'll give them to us,
our committee.
See us uptown. You know somebody? Let us know.
Absolutely.
That's
and
it's
reach
for.
Out, and that's why we are here, and that's what it's all for. And don't Neil, what is the email address up here? Fort Recovery Radio.
Fort Recovery Radio. @outlook.com or I believe you can also go on our website forrecoveryradio.com and the contact us part of it.
And Spency gets a lot of stories. I mean, he'll get they'll send him an email saying, hey, here's the deal, Neil, and Neil forwards it on, and it's just really everybody, you know, if you need anything, you know, that's what we're here for.
And it's not just Fort Recovery. I think, I believe Jack said six counties maybe that we've...
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. Obviously, Mercer and Dark and probably all Glaze, Jay County for sure, probably Randolph and maybe Adams. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, I had a...
I don't ever get a list of the people, but...
I had one of my employees, and he's a really good dude, and his boy's got some issues, and he's like 2 years old, and he can't swallow right, and he goes to Riley about, in Indy, about three times a month.
Wow.
And he goes in there and they do something to him and clean his... And I was telling Jack, I said, you know, that would be in
absolutely.
And you know anybody like that, anybody who...
Yeah.
Even if we don't give two craps what they use the money for.
No.
Right.
If you just want to, you know, gasoline.
Yeah.
Pay your bills. We
put it in the bank for college, or if you want to go on a vacation with it. That's not the point. What we're trying to do is make it so that when you have a situation like this, that you don't have to drain your savings. Yeah, you don't have to do all of this kind of stuff.
Yep.
We can help. We can't fix the problem.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
about going on a golf trip. Would they? Any?
Well, depend. You know? Probably could if you...
I don't know about
if you,
enough.
If I sign something in, because, you know, I wouldn't mind getting a new driver.
Well, I've heard you can't drive worse.
I'm a terrible driver.
No, you're a great driver. It's one of those things where we have the availability to do things to help people, and because our listeners, just, you know, they help us out.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you guys have made great decisions on who and how to help, and people do appreciate it. And many, many times we have had somebody who came in and donated, and then we had to help them later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And other people that, you know, we helped them out, and then they come back and help us.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
So the first year we did this, three of the first five people in the door donating, I hope they don't mind that I mentioned a couple of the names. One of them, Kurt Armstrong. His daughter had passed away, Robin, and they had some funds left over from that, and so they donated that. Brian Patch, when Olivia was going through her problems when she was a freshman, I believe, in high school, and they brought in money right away. They were the first ones. And another person who whose father had passed away in a car accident, he came in and started pulling out $100 bills.
That's right.
Three of the first five people were people that had gone through stuff, and they knew how important it was to have financial help, even though they can't fix the problem.
We got a guest.
How you doing?
The Big Shoe stops up. What the hell are you doing, Shoe?
I sent five texts, and you talk about Tom Hall. Was that the one Clink text I mentioned?
Yeah, we got him.
No, I mean, were the other four texts too dirty?
I don't know. I didn't get them.
I didn't see them.
I texted O'Neill.
Oh.
Okay.
He's running the boards.
He probably got amnesia. Or
I think I showed you one of them.
Yeah.
He's running the boards.
Yeah.
Too many ass stuff.
Hey.
What?
Lakers.
They're awesome.
What? How'd they do last night?
They got killed. They lost by 12.
Yeah, Denver got them.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know your fat ass played basketball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Freshman year, average about 30 a game. They thought
30.
About a 30, I think it was. 30, 31.
I was a seventh grade team. Perky Ball said I'd be 6'7 by my senior year. I never grew another inch after the seventh grade.
Perk jinxed you?
I guess.
Perk jinxed you. That's right.
I was added to the NBA. I was going to play for the Knicks.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you.
So you're wearing a Lakers shirt now?
Yeah.
He's a Laker fan.
When the Knicks
and a Browns
you down.
Fan. You're a Browns fan.
I hate the Browns.
No, you love the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, I love the Chargers.
No, you don't love the Chargers.
Chargers.
Why?
Always been a Charger fan.
Man, I mean, why?
Dan Fouts, Winslow.
Jim Lachey.
They were
Yeah,
he was a gym.
He was.
Yeah, that's right. That's who drafted him.
Yeah.
He played for the Raiders for 1 year.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And then he played for
Washington.
Yeah.
That's where he was the
Super Bowl there.
Yeah. What was their group?
Hogs.
Yeah, the Hogs. He's a hog.
Yep.
Russ Grimm.
They were really good.
Pretty good.
They were damn good.
That was the best line that ever happened.
He just showed up?
Well, he texts. It's like, help, send 5 texts. They only mentioned 1. It's like, I guess the rest of them weren't clean enough.
We had other people on. We're busier than hell, ain't we, Neil?
Yep, we weren't going to mention your uncle going to the...
Oh, to Geneva?
Yeah, we weren't going to mention that.
He used to go there all the time. Charlie Bortz.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad, my mom, my dad.
Go there.
They frequented old Geneva.
He died in 83. I was like 17.
Yeah.
I was like 15, so by then, you know, I already knew what was going on. He goes, yeah, we'll go to Geneva tonight, watch the movie. Ricky's dad.
You gotta love it. I want to thank the seniors for stopping up tonight.
Yep.
And Neil, next week, the 3 remaining school board candidates are?
They are, let me think here.
Mitch Fullenkamp.
Mitch Fullenkamp. I haven't been able to contact him yet.
Okay.
And Chris Duhamel and Don Wendell.
Okay. And next week, they're going to be on. Hopefully, we can get a hold of everybody and get them on.
Yep.
In the archives tonight on Insight, we had Greg LaFever and Dee Greasem.
Yep.
Yep.
So make sure you listen to them. And then on archives tonight.
Seniors are all in.
The seniors are all on there.
Yep. So the archives will be ready in about probably half an hour or so.
You got her, buddy.
Who's that girl? She said 35 is old.
35 is old.
If she's old, what are we?
We're very old.
Ancient.
We are very old.
Ancient.
Fossils.
Fossils. We are fossils.
We are
for my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Yes, there, Robbie.
The chief and president of 4 Recovery Radio. I like that.
The chief.
Okay.
The president.
The president.
President.
El Presidente.
Yep. Well, yes.
Neil Spencer.
Neil.
And guest, the big shoe. Big Shoe stops up and gives us his 2 cents. Go, Indians.
Go, Indians.
We'll see you guys next week.
Broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.